Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Erev and daf Beis, begin Amud Beis. Begin to taste the masses, that begins the words of the Gemara. Bein l'Rabbanan, bein l'Rabbi, we have a question. We should learn it out from the opening of the gate of the courtyard, which both of them were learning out either from the Heichal Ulam, saying, what do you mean, why do you learn from Shar HaChatzim? So Tezi explains, the question is on the width of what's considered Pesach. Can it be just because, like Rashi explained, that Goyvel and Matzik Parach, you can't ask on the height, since we find anyway that a Pesach is already considered a height of 20 amas by the Heichal Nazar, then we can ask and say, oh, what do you mean there it's only a height of 5? You're right, that's a Pesach, but we do find the Pesach that's a higher height of 20. It never wouldn't be a question to say we should be limited to 5. Very more, but this is another point. Yeah, everything the question was regarding the height, then the Gemara's answer would not make sense. Because Pesach Shara Chatzai Ikri, this that you're saying that it's considered the opening of the gate of the courtyard, and it's not considered Pesach Stam. Well, what type of answer would that be? The Koshkin LeIkri Pesach Yisim Chamish. For sure, it's not going to be considered as a opening more than 5 Amis. The Shara God Lemi Pesach, a gate is bigger than the opening. And if you find that it's considered Pesach Shara Chatzai, so what's the Gemara saying? But Pesach Stam LeIkri, what do you mean? So for sure, if a shahr is generally bigger than a Pesach, for sure, then that it shouldn't be considered Pesach, and then that should be limited. And why are we saying it 20? Obviously, that the question was Ela Arech L'Parach, rather it's going on the width. The little from Mishar Chatzit, we should learn now from the gate of the courtyard, to have a Arech L'Parach, that it was not just limited, as our Mishnah says, for a width of 10 Amos. It was a width of 20 Amos, like the Gemara brings up Sukkah. Now, Tosfos bothered. He says, "Avakav the Gimel Amudim Hoyu Oim the Merechem Pesach." Although there were three pillars, they were standing there by the width of the entry. In the Muchel Kray, like it's obvious from the Pesukim that the Gemara brings. Seemingly, so you find the width between every pole is like its own opening. So there, we never really had one opening of 20 Amos. What's the Gemara's question? So Tosfos Mekamakim still Osi Avir the High Giso with the High Giso Mevatle. The airspace of either side of those poles, which make up the entryway, would nullify, because they're larger than the pole itself. Because I'm like the Gemara says later in the Yudim Beis, this concept, and therefore it would not be considered a separate Pesach, but rather one big Pesach of 20 Amos, and that's the Gemara's question. Oh, Mishani, that's what the Gemara answers. The Pesach Shar Ikri is called the opening of a gate. Pesach Stam Al Ikri, but it's not considered as an opening itself. And therefore, we cannot learn out from here regarding a Pesach. Because as we're saying, yes, a Shar is bigger, and maybe a Pesach Shar is going to be 20 Amos wide, but a regular Pesach wouldn't be. Now says Tais of Avgav the Parsh Bimidbasina Matina low and Parsh Bamid, but we find Dikri Nami Pesach Stama. What do you mean? What are you bringing that you see it's considered Pesach Shar? But we see that elsewhere it's just actually called a Pesach itself. Ves Masach Pesach Achatzer. Says Tais of Inlach is ramped to be concerned for that. Since elsewhere it's called Pesach Shar, which a Shar is larger, and that's why it could be 20 Amos, although elsewhere we call it just Pesach Stama, but still it doesn't take away that we see that it is also called a Shar, and that it could be wider, but really a regular Pesach could only be up until a width of 10 Amos. And says Tesha Kain is a Matina by Kamet Zab, but similarly we find like this, the Gemara Menachas of Lamazayim and Al. The Kamet Gemara says, Matina, you mentioned it, because Yad, we find that the right hand is called Yad Behen. The Chesed can find the Pasuk, Yashas of Yad Yamin, that his father placed his right hand. Vidach. And the other opinion holds, no, Yad Yamin Ikri, you find it's called his right hand. But Yad Stamal Ikri, it's not considered just, it's never called just the hand. It says, Tayshim, Avagav, the Basa, Achik, Sibit, Machyad, Av, even though later on that same parish it says his father supported his hand. And it's going to right, and you see it is just called Yad, but still, like we see the same concept, since elsewhere it calls the Yad Yamin Ikri. So although elsewhere it calls it just Yad Stama, we could still say that no, we don't find it just considered Yad, because at least at one place it calls Yad Yamin, just like over here, we say it's considered Pesach Shara Chatzar, and not just the Pesach, even though elsewhere it just says the Pesach. Ketanik says the master begins the words of the Gemara, but if you want, you could say Kik Siv, that when does it say, which tries to explain what's the Shaka Batari of the Gemara, because the Gemara asked, let's not, we said in previous places from the Pesach Chatzar, which was a height of 5, Amos, and the width of 20 Amos is considered Pesach. So in the second answer, which our taste is going on, says, no, this says that the kloim, the curtains on the side of the opening were 15 Amos. That was in the height, not in the width. Taste explains, Tetzv of Amos, these 15 Amos, was in the height. But the word regarding the width, ain't Shema Furish. That actually, there's no explicit measurement. The Ef Sheshaya, Pesach Rechav, Esther Bagas, could be the width was actually 10 Amos or even less, and therefore we don't see that it was 20 Amos like we originally thought, we're 15 and 15 on the other side, which is 30, and then you're meaning for the dimensions of 50 with 20, that's not necessarily the case. Now, the Gassinan Basa Hachim, the Gemara after this says that Misfas Mizbech Lamalam, that from the edge of the altar upwards, that this was going to be the extra five amas to make for a total of 15 amas of the curtain. So it's taste of Hani Kavisi, the parak kacha kacha. This is a Kavisi in Zvachim of the New Testament base. Because it's a machlekes, Dama, he says, Mizbeach, Goybe Yud Amas, Pishnaim Karkat. The height of the Mizbeach was 10 amas, which was double of its length. And that's what Gemara is saying, that the climb, the curtains around, was 15 amas in height, which was, although it calls it 5, it was 10, which was the Mizbeach, plus another 5 on top, so that the Kohen shouldn't be standing on the Mizbeach, but avoid to be other, and he's doing the service with his hand. But Cholam Rain, they said that everyone around could see what he's doing. And this is, says the curtains were 10, but were 5 amas in height. Oh, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's from the edge of Mizbeach and upwards. And this is the Mizbeach that Shmuel Chabzayin, the Shalosh Amos came out, said that the height of the Mizbeach was only 3 amas, not 10 amas. That's from the edge of the Seiv that goes around. And above, that was 3 amas, because beneath that was 6, 7 amas, which was for a total of 10 amas. But the truth is that it was a total of 10 amas. Now, says Teis, however, Rabbi Yehuda Paul Kassim. So this is all going like Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yehuda over there in Zvachan disagrees, and he holds it actually, no, the Mizbeach Gimel Amos, the Ram Kisab, when it says in the Pasuk that the Mizbeach was 3 Amos high, it means it was 3 Amos high. Va'akalayim Goyben Hey, and that, yeah, literally, the curtains were not 5 Amos from the edge of the Mizbeach. No, they were in total 5 Amos, because the Mizbeach was only 3 Amos high. Now, so that's what Teis is coming to explain over here, so that the Gemara's question was originally on Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, that they should both learn out from the Pesach Shah Chatz. So the first answer that says it was called Pesach Shah, not Pesach Stamah, that was going like everyone. But that's what Teis comes to say. But the second answer that the Gemara is saying over here, Loi Mesham Rabbi Yehuda is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, El Rabbanan. Because the Rabbi Yehuda, like we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kolem says, Vavamas Lava Gaim Ksiv, it can't be. He doesn't hold the curtain with 15 amas high, because the whole Cheshman doesn't work out like we said. He holds that they were actually, the Mizbeach was only 3 amas high, and the curtain was 5 amas high, and therefore it wasn't 5 amas on the above of the Mizbeach, etc., like we said. And therefore the second answer is only going according to Rabbanan. Then they said, "Vim Temim, we're going to say my parak." What's the Gemara's whole question? Shani Pesach Achatzar. How could you even ask? The opening of the courtyard is different. How leitzuras a Pesach? It had a form of a doorway. Shakla noises how you all got bevave avu and shakla intluim behem, because the curtains were hanging on these poles of the beams that the curtains were hanging on them. So therefore, comes out that leitzuras a Pesach. How could the Gemara say you want to learn out from that the width should be wider? What do you mean? That our Mishnah already said that every Pesach could be wider if it has a Tursa Pesach. So how are you learning out by regular Pesach it could be wider? And that's to tell you something. What you can say is, because Damla Kaman, the Gemara tells later on the Yudalf and Alv, that Tursa Pesach shows up in that side. If you have a doorway that's made from the side and not from on top, well, that's a klum, you haven't done anything. And here the Tursa Pesach, by the opening of the Chatzar, was min hatzad, because the poles were on they were on these hooks by the length of the it wasn't on top, it was only on the side, and therefore that's why it's not difficult, why we were trying to learn that, and because it didn't really have the halacha of the Tursa Pesach. But like Morva says, Taisis, the Lake Kashamidi, that this, the fact that it had a Tursa Pesach, says Taisis, is not difficult, because Alibi the Rav came in. This whole Gemara is going according to Rav, that we were saying, oh, he's learning out from the review then, the Rabban, learning out from the Hechal, the Ulam, and that's why we're asking the question, oh, let them learn it out from the Pesach HaChatzer. Says Taisi, yeah, Rab Tani Tzarech Lamai. The Gemara's conclusion is that he says, yes, Tursa Pesach, you would have to diminish an Avakav Desli Tursa Pesach. And therefore, it doesn't, that the fact that Tursa Pesach wouldn't allow us more than 10, and if that wouldn't be a variable to say that you cannot learn out from the Pesach HaChatzer. And says Taisi, Salahachi Nami, therefore also keep Kipark B'Samach, when the Gemara shortly asks, Rabbi Huda Mipiska Shalom Gomer, is that really so Rabbi Huda learns out from the opening of the antechamber? What we learn in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, that when it's wider than 10 amas, you have to make it smaller. And the Gemara says, Vilepog, Rabbi Huda does not disagree. And the question was, if he learns the Pesach Ulam, he should validate it even if it's wider than 20 amas. And Veloy Mishani, the Gemara does not answer Shani Ulam. What do you mean the antechamber is different? I believe it's the best. We had the frame of a doorway. Why not? Believe it, the Rav came in, like we said, because we're going according to Rav, that's not a significant factor. But Achkosh Pate says, but still there's a difficulty. Because the Kray Muchachi, the Berechim Ksiv, how do we understand the Gemara that's trying to say that it's Toma 15 Amos in the height? It's obvious from the Pesukim, which Tesis doesn't explain, that when Mepharshim do, they were talking about the width, and not the height. Because prior to this, the Pasuk was saying, Lefaskim Mizracha Chamesh Amo, which is talking about the width of the Chatzar. And therefore, when the next thing the Pasuk says is Kloim Chamesh Aser Amo, obviously it's talking about on the width and not on the height. So how can you say it's about the height? So Taisa brings a different interpretation, nearly Ritzva. The Mashmalay, the one who's asking the question understood that this said it said in the Mishnah, Barachim Yud Amas Yimai, that if it's wider than 10 Amas, you should make it smaller. Afila in a Goy Vaya El Chamesh, even if the height was only a height of 5 Amas, We don't say since it's very small, it's considered Pesach even if it's wider than 10 amos. And that's why the questioner asked, hey, why? If it's only 5 amos in the height, then, and you're still telling me the way the question understood that still it cannot be more than 10 amos in the width, why not lufam in Pesach HaChatz? You should learn that from the entryway of the Chatz. Now we understand why, which according to Rashi was difficult, why it talks about the height and the width. According to Rashi, really should have only said the width. The question from the Pesach HaChatz is the filler rechem chaf of a Pesach, that if it only has a height of 10 amos, of 5 amos, then even if it has a width of 20 amos, it should be considered opening like you find by the Pesach Shara Chatz. And Laura explains to us, the questioner did not like really what the Gemara ends up answering, the Pesach Shai Ikri, because it's only considered an opening of a gateway, and it's not called just a regular Pesach, because the questioner understood that you cannot call such an opening as a Shar, given the Namach Kolkach, since it's so shallow, so narrow, so such low down entryway. And therefore, you couldn't say that it's not considered a Pesach, only Pesach Shar, because it's not even a Shar. Like we said, which Tais had answered why that's not a problem in the previous Tais, but here he's saying that, yeah, the fact that we do call it Pesach Stama, therefore that was the questioner. Oh, says Tais, based on this, now we understand what it says in all the text. An interesting Gemara, which according to Tais, according to the Ritva, every part of this works out. The Gemara says, Malahan Gevoya, hey, Berechim Chav. Says, oh, just like over there has a height of 5 amos and a width of 20, according to Rashi, why talking about the height? We're not learning that out, as I said previously explained. Oh, here that's the element of the Ritzva, is explaining simply because it is that height, we would thought it was going to be more like the Reichem of the Chatzar. On that, Mishnah, the Gemara answers, the Falach, you know, even so, Pesach Sha'ik, it's considered the opening of a gateway. You're right, although it's shallow down, it would still be considered a Shar because it's very wide. And for Hodik, Pasha Bemid, we've seen the Pesach Stama, it's called Pesach Stama. In Lachat, that would have to be concerned for, because the Pesach Stama, like we had previously explained, that place. Now, then the Gemara brings Vibay Sim. Everyone, you can say a second answer. Kalayim Tesvav Amitis, it says that the curtains were 15 Amis, but Goybu, that was in their height. Kalayim, what it means to say is, as Tais explained now with Ritzva, the Gemara's intent is not to say that all the Psukim that talk about the curtains 15 Amis, is talking about the height and not regarding the width, as we had explained in Tais's question. Rather, the intention is, there's more than one Pasuk over here. The pasuk of Yaakov. Now, who vadi al kochem begreben amik? Said that pasuk most definitely is talking about the height. Why do you know that? Because the haksiv kolim chamishay sa'amayel kasev begreben. Because it says that the curtains are 15 amos by the shoulder, etc. Haksiv, and it says ulakasev hashem. And the Gemara brings these pesukim. Ulakasev hashem is mizem mizel l'shachatzer, and the shoulders on either side for the gate of the courtyard. Now, this second pasuk most definitely is talking about the width of the courtyard. Now, the hashta ilab the karad the lefan of the gabik said if the previous pasuk was not talking about the height, you would not have to have the other pasuk mentioned on both sides for the courtyard of the chatzur regarding the 15 amos given the kvar pirish tanachad. We already mentioned one side because one of the pasukim only mentions one side. Elavad the karad kama arba gavis. Obviously, the first pasuk is talking about the height. So that's where we see that the height is 15 amos. But you're right, there is a pasuk that's talking about the width. This that says in the first pasuk that there were three pillars. The mashmad arichman koy. What it means? Sounds like the first pasuk is going on the width because the pillars on the width of the opening. And that's what says. What you could say is the alabaster koy. It's going what it says later on the second pasuk. It's talking about the width, and that's what the pasuk coming to say that on this width were the three pillars. And that says coming to bring a proof for this chiddush of the Ritzva, and then Tesis comes to explain the continuation of the Gemara's answer, because Tais says, you should know this idea, that only the pasuk of Yaakov is talking about the height. Because when we talk about the curtains in Parashat Truma, and we talk about in Parashat Yaakov, Parashat Truma it says that there were 15 amos, the curtains for the shoulder, and it talks about the pillars, there were three, and the three adon. It says, for the second shoulder was 15 amos, meaning on the second side also. Parashat Yaakov it says, that the claim with 15 amos al kasef, amadeim shleisha vadeim shleisha, and al kasef hashen is mizel mizel l'shachatzer claim. Says Taisus, now you should know the makshe he bekrod the truma. What's interesting, we look at the Gemara now with new eyes. Taisus says, look at the Gemara. The questioner brings the pasuk and pasuk truma, which is chamesha samik claim. From a tarot he bekrod the miyakel. The one that gives the answer brings the pasuk miyakel, which are claim chamesha samah al kasef. Now that would similarly be difficult. Why doesn't the one that brings the tarot bring the pasuk of the one who's the questioner? And that's what it says, but according to Ritzva, makes sense. Because the pasuk that talk about the height is the pasuk in Mayakal, not in Truma. So that's why the Mataraj brings the pasuk in Mayakal, because that's the point we're trying to say, that it's not on the width, it's in the height.
V'kam Rav Ashi, Shasid Dashas, it says, Tesis, that Rav Ashi, who put together the Talmud, Hevi Lamali, he previously brought, which is interesting, if you look at the Gemara, why it was necessary, he brought this Pasuk, L'kesav Hashem, Zimzim, Zedav Yaakov. But Lehevi Kred the Truma, Shreitzal Pasuk, Shevet Chilo, it does not bring the Pasuk of Truma, which is near the Pasuk that was originally brought, Da'ayin, L'kesav Hashem, Chamesh, Asab, Aklaim. Why? Because Vehevi Bishulsha Tit Vizat Pasik, since the Gemara's answer is going to be hinged on that Pasik in Vayikra, which we end up explaining to him at the height, that's why reading the question, he already brought that Pasik, Rav Ashi, who put it together, so that you could understand that that's the answer. Ah, Vahashta Vavi, Hoybogodbog, Hoykokach. Now we understand, since the height was so tall, Pshita the Nikrisha. Oh, now we can understand why it's called a gate. And that's what we're saying, that means Pesach Stamalei Nikri, because it is considered a shah, because it is a shah. And originally the whole question was, because the Gemara's question understood that the height is only 5 amos. And as we explained, that's why he was asking, oh, that's not considered a shah, it's considered a Pesach. And I would say, no, it is considered a shah. And if it's not a regular Pesach, then the Pesach is a shah, because the height is actually 15 amos, not just 5 amos. So Tesis had two explanations in the Shach B'Tayim of the Gemara. Originally Tesis explained that the Gemara's question was on the width. So we find the opening of the Yichatzer is a width of 20 amos, it's called the Pesach. Now the Gemara says in the first approach that, yeah, but it's not called Pesach, it's called Pesach Shar. The second answer the Gemara gives is that, truth is, we're not talking about the width, we're talking about the height was 15 amos. And then tells us about the interpretation of the Ritzvah. The Gemara's question was, only on the opening the height is only 5 amos and the width of 20 amos. That we find by the Chatzer that such a thing is called a Pesach. And the question understood that obviously that we can't not say, like the one who answered, oh, but it's called a Pesach Shar, because what do you mean? It can't be a Shar when it's so low down. So that the Gemara gave an answer. First approach was that yes, even when it's so low down, it's considered Pesach Shar. Second answer gives says that you're right, even though all the Pesachim are talking about the width, but there's one Pesach in Bayakla talking about the height, and it's coming to teach us that even if it has a height of 15, that it had a height of 15 amos, and therefore, yes, since it had a height of 15 amos, so therefore that actually explains why it's considered Pesach Shar and not Pesach Stam. To next is the Damascus begins the words of the Gemara. Allah Abaya says, Polig Bebraisa. But he disagrees in the Braisa. This has a difficulty on this, that it sounds like from the Gemara that, so he's going to validate it when it has a width of 20 amos, because the Gemara asks, wait a second, according to Behudu, learned of Pesach Shalulam, so not just for the height should he say it's kosher more than 20, the width should also be more than 10. So Abaya says, you're right. You read it, doesn't disagree in the Mishnah, but he disagrees in the Braisa. So it sounds like that yes, that he's going to end up learning it out from the entry of the antechamber. So it sounds like from the Gemara that, yeah, he validates it up until the width of 20 amos. So it tells you, that's difficult because the Gemara later on, the Yudam and Aleph, Omar says, he only validates his opening up until a width of 13 amos in the third. And here from our Gemara, it sounds like he would validate up until an opening of 20 amos. Begins the words of Gemara Adar Bama Chamisha Mam up until 40-50 Amos. Which says can explain why didn't the Gemara ask? What do you mean? If you let 50 for sure 40. So this says that in La Haksha don't ask Hashdan and Shari if you let a height of 50 Amos Mem Mi Boy, you have to say 40, because they claim you could say Mem Benum Kadami and she 40-50 is like how people speak. Could imagine Perik Mafan like the Gemara said Shabbos Kavav and Beis, took the honey back, so you could take out 4 or 5. That's how people speak, and therefore that wouldn't be a necessary question. Tinek says the master begins with the Gemara, Liboid losses Kehechel, should require doors like the Hechel. Which I'll explain that seemingly what you could ask on the Gemara is that we find that by the Pesach HaMishkan actually there were no doors, and that's called the Pesach. The Gemara is asking, oh, since we learn out from the Pesach HaHechel regarding the height of the Mabui, so you should learn from there that the Mabui is not going to be kosher without doors, just like the Hechel had doors. So Tinek says, what do you mean? I've got the Boil Mayed, although the Oil Mayed, Shah Yanamiya Pesach Rachab Yod, that had a whip of 10 amas, lohayid glasses, it didn't have doors, but v'lochi korle pesach, it's still called a pesach, so how could the Gemara ask and say that it should have to have doors? And that's Pesachim explains, that no, actually, you're right, but you still cannot learn out from the pesach lohayid. The reason for that is, because hayin mishum shalohayid gavoy aliyud, because yeah, it only had a height of 10 amas. So therefore, then you could say that it didn't have to have doors. When you have a height of 20 amas, which that's what learning from the pesach heichel, maybe then it would have to have doors. Or you know, I mean, another approach that says, the truth is, you cannot learn out anyway from the oil moid the definition of Pesach. Why? The opening of the Hegel was totally breached. The Lahagifufi didn't have any walls on the sides, any things blocking at all. So, obviously, you cannot call that a Pesach. That's totally Paritz and still called a Pesach. So, therefore, that's what you cannot learn from it anyway. And then the Gemara was still had a valid question to say it should require doors like the Hegel, and you could not try to bring a Raya, Fakert, opposite from the Oil Might. If that's the case, so then the frame of the doorway should not help. Chesed can explain why over here do we ask that it should not help the Torah Pesach. In the previous question, we had asked that it should require doors. In other words, previously, as we explained the previous Taisis, the Gemara had asked, since the Heichal had doors, so therefore, the opening should have to have doors like the Heichal. Now, here the Gemara asks differently. It says, since the Heichal had a Tzuras HaPesach, so when it's going to be wider than 10, it shouldn't help Tzuras HaPesach, because the Heichal had Tzuras HaPesach and it wasn't more than that, so Taisis can explain why the Gemara could have asked the same thing like it said before. It should say, it shouldn't help Tzuras HaPesach. Why are we saying that? Taisis says, because he says, Abel, but it says previously regarding the doors, the Gemara doesn't say, like we're saying, it's not going to help. We just said that it should require. So Taisis says, yeah, because you can't ask, like we're saying over here, because there's no logic to say that it shouldn't help the doors when it's more than 10 amas. Kashita, obviously, if you have doors and they're closed, obviously, yes, obviously it's going to be valid walls because it blocked it off. It's just saying it should require. Here, it's saying that it should not help, it should not be effective. And says Taisa also, and here we cannot ask the question we asked over there, that it should require Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore even when it's not Y 10 Amis, it should require, like the opening of the Heichal, Tzuras HaPesach, says Taisa, because the Tzuras HaPesach will have Mishum Nei Ba'amu, because the Tzuras HaPesach door frame was only for beauty, and not so it should be called a Pesach, and then we're not saying that it should require, we're just saying it shouldn't help. Abel Hai, but that's as Taisa says, but the Gemara's question that it says that it shouldn't help, Parakshah, but that is a valid question. The way time like Tzuras HaPesach, that the Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't help because the understanding of that they made the Pesach a Heichel, a width of 10 Amis, and they did not make it a width of 20 Amis like the opening of the Ulam, is because we find that Pesach HaMoed of the Mishkan was called a Pesach. And there'd be the Pesach Heichel in the Mikdash, which takes the place of the Pesach HaMoed in the Mishkan, also had to be in that same measurement to be called a Pesach. Now, since if it's wider than 10, it's not called a Pesach. So obviously they could not have made it wider than that. So that's what the Gemara's question was, that you should learn out from this, that you would make it wider than 10, the Tzuras HaPesach should not help, because the Ihavakar Pesach, Avkisha Godla B'Yesach, the Tzuras HaPesach, if you would think to say that it would still be called a Pesach, even when it's wider than 10 Amos through a Tzuras HaPesach, then they should have made the opening of the Heichel, Shabbat Ulam, equal to the Ulam, which is 20 Amos wide. And you could have made it with a Tzuras HaPesach. Obviously, that's the most question that you see Tzuras HaPesach would not help, and therefore, how does Tzuras HaPesach help in our doorways with a Tzuras HaPesach if the Heichal itself had a Tzuras HaPesach and we didn't make it wider than 10 to make equal to that of the Ulam? The next Tzuras HaMaster begins with Zigmar, Midu, Taimei L'Rav. Is that a reason in the only because of Rav? Tzuras has a difficulty. What do you mean? We find this also by the Braisa that learns it out from the Pesach Heichal. The Gemara was asking that since Rabbana learned it from the Pesach Heichal, if that's the case, the Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't help to be wider than 10 Amis because the Heichal itself had a Tzuras HaPesach and it was also only a width of 10 Amis. And that the Gemara answers, you're right. Well, this whole question is going only according to Rav. And Rav actually says that Tzuras HaPesach does not help wider than 10 Amis. He changes the words that from Ina Tzuchlanite to Tzuchlanite. Well, that says Tzuchlanite of the Bryce Nami Gemara Mehechal. I mean, the Bryce, not just Rav, also learns of the Heichal. As the Gemara previously quoted, a Mavi that's higher than 20 Amis, which is more than the Pesach of the Heichal, you have to diminish it. That's a taste, yes, but Iklamem, you could say the pliga must need. That's a Tana. You could say that he disagrees with Allah of the Mishnah and hold that you would have to be Mayid. And the Gemara does not ask him on the brace. Or Inami, another approach you could say is Lenokar Heichel Ella Saman Ba'amah. The fact that it says higher than 20 Amas, higher than that of the Heichel, was only like a sign to know what the measurement is, not to forget it, which is the Hanan Heichel. Because I mean, sometimes actually the Gemara tells us shortly that that's actually the interpretation of the brace, and it doesn't really mean to say because it's like being learned from the Heichel. It's just a way to remember the height, but really it does not have to be exactly like the Heichel, which would be regarding the limitations of the effectiveness of a Tzuras HaPesach when it's larger than the allowed dimensions.